Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor of that website. You might know me as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hey, everyone. I just, at this point, I've gotten used to sort of waiting for you to, like, stumble slightly in intro and then just jump on you. But you did that really well this time.
I did. I'm going for two in a row.
Great.
So, yeah. Yeah. We'll see how we go next week.
I'm ready to be all like, Nice one. Slight mispronunciation, idiot.
But to be fair, you're right. I should be better.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, anyway.
You've gotten overconfident. That's your problem.
I'm going to tell a personal story, Mason.
Oh, okay.
I should have just casually launched into that, but...
No. Open with that.
Okay, cool. So I was in the park, right?
Uh-huh.
And dog, whatever. I was meeting this woman.
And this in somehow related to comic book movies?
Yes.
Oh.
And TV shows, which is what we're talking about today, or a little bit.
Okay.
When we get to that thing that we're going to talk about or whatever.
All right.
And, you know, we're talking, I'm like, oh, you know, watch any TV shows or whatever, because, you know, someone's normally like, I watch Breaking Bad, I watch Game of Thrones.
Otherwise, you're just talking about your dogs.
And exactly. That's... And I hate talking about my dog, and I hate talking about other people's dogs more than I hate talking about my own dog. And she's like, oh, no, I don't watch TV. So what do you do in your downtime? And she's like, well, you know, I have a computer, so I just download, like, shows and I watch it. You do watch TV.
You do, exactly.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Is that just me?
No, you don't say, oh, if you ask somebody what TV shows they watch, they should tell you what TV shows they watch. They shouldn't open with, I don't own a TV, because we know the roundabout answer is going to be.
Yeah.
No, okay, I actually do. Just answer the question.
That person just wanted to say, I don't own a
Correct.
TV, because I paint or whatever that I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I once met a guy, I asked him, I said, was something like, what are you into? Movies, music, whatever. And he's like, oh, I don't really watch movies, I paint. Which, again, is fine, but don't be a knob about it.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's the gripe for this week.
That's your gripe. That's
James's
your grudge.
James's gripe.
Hopefully we can get that grudge really, we can ramp that grudge up in succeeding weeks. So if you could get really up in her face about that.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. Lovely girl though. Good for her.
Great.
All right. Straight into the news, Mason.
Okay.
You familiar with the Justice League?
Yep.
Good. Yeah, there's that movie coming.
Yep.
At some point. It's rumored that Brainiac will be the villain.
Okay.
Which is a rumor, but if that's true, that's great, because it's not Zod or Lex Luthor.
Correct. So, there's no shady land deals. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that.
Sure.
Yeah. And there's been, in the past, there's been a lot of really good concept art for Brainiac, you know, spaceships and
It was supposed to be in the Tim Burton one.
Yeah, that have never come to, you know, have never...
We've Spider never seen Brainiac.
It. Spider Brainiac.
All
Big
that.
Skull Brainiac.
Big Skull Brainiac. Mm-hmm. All the classics. So apparently, though, the reason he comes to Earth may be... They remember the beacon that Superman activated in Man of Steel that brought Zod?
Sure.
Brainiac also got that.
Right.
So well done, again, Superman.
You've really brought some trouble.
I don't think they could do it like that, though, again. Like, he accidentally brings another invading force.
I don't know. Henry Cavill might have a really good, oh, no, kind of face. You know, he puts his hands up and he's like, I did it again. Like, if he's got a really charming one,
yeah.
I think they could sell that.
Do you want that at the end of Batman v Superman?
Yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Big skull ship flies in.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Do you think... Have we seen a live action? We've seen live action Brainiacs
in Smallville.
But there've always been a man. There've always been a Brainiac in a human body or whatever. Do you want? Do you want robot Brainiac or do you want green alien face?
I want
Brainiac?
Green alien Superman unbound Brainiac.
I want. Wow. Okay. I want robot Brainiac.
Well. Well. Well.
Yeah. I know. Right.
So but look,
one of us here has to be the winner, and one is the loser.
Sure. But look, whatever. As long as we get a Brainiac.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll do a silvery sharp kind of Transformers Brainiac if they do robot Brainiac.
Yep.
And I don't want that. So make him a giant green, even like a partly robot, partly...
Okay, sure.
Whatever. Is it Superman Unbound? That's the one with Brainiac, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. Where he comes to Earth and he's got Kandor or whatever and he's like, what's up?
That's probably what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent.
Robot Brainiac.
All right. We'll see.
Yep.
Time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
This rumor's probably false anyways.
Yeah. It'll probably be a land deal.
Yeah.
Because it's always a land deal.
Suicide Squad movie rumors also.
Oh, yes.
Now we're getting... This doesn't surprise me because that Suicide Squad movie came out recently, which you watched and you
the
said it
Batman
was...
The Batman Asylum Assault on Arkham thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they've used them in Arrow and, and a bunch of other stuff.
I think it's going to be really problematic to call them the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Like, this, most of this has been underground. Like, most people in the world don't watch Arrow. Most people in the world haven't watched this Assault on Arkham, whatever.
Yeah. Most people in the world don't even have food, Mason.
Yeah. Nice. Thanks for bringing it down. A lot of people don't even own a TV. But when they're like, you know, when the posters come up, like in bus shelters or whatever, that say Suicide Squad, people are going to be upset.
Yeah.
Right? They might have to rename it Task Force X or something.
Something like that. Yeah, they probably will. Yeah.
Sorry, you had news.
Nah, that's it.
Oh, great.
No, okay, they've got a rumored lineup. Again, all rumors.
Yeah.
Rumors galore.
Great.
We
survive on that.
Yes. That's right. Multiplex.
Is that a character?
Apparently.
No, that's a movie theater. They're going to be playing them in a multiplex.
I'm assuming it's some kind of multiple man kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Cooley, J-A-C-U-L-I, apparently who's a speed star, but only survives two issues.
Great.
So that's cannon fodder.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mind Boggler.
What?
This is what
these these are not good rumors.
Do you know Mind Boggler? I don't know Mind Boggler.
Are these new 52 characters? Because I haven't read Suicide Squad in a long time.
No, me neither.
Okay, guys, Deadshot, Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, got him.
Good. Good. There's our big name, Captain Boomerang. God.
Another one.
KG Beast.
Yep.
Is he on there?
No.
Oh.
Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Chuck Herron.
Yep.
Just
but that's not on the list.
No, it's not.
Great. Okay, who else? What other zeros are on this list?
Vixen.
Yeah, okay, that's
an animal
name.
Mimicker.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What's she about?
What exactly what you said?
Does she change into animals, or could she just do the...
She can do animal stuff.
Like what? Like Rob Schneider's the animal, or
correct.
Roy Schneider's
Blue
Thunder.
Yeah, she can sniff butts.
Yeah, sure.
Like Rob Schneider. No, but she can, you know, she can run fast and climb up walls or whatever.
Okay, like Animal Man.
Correct.
I like Animal Man.
Yeah, but not as good as Animal Man.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Deadshot, of course.
Oh, Deadshot's in. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But you could put in Deathstroke.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
Did you say Deathstroke?
No, I said Deadshot.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. So, that sounds great. Multiplex, Jacooli.
No, it doesn't sound great.
Mind Boggler. Captain Boomerang.
No.
I love it when you get to Captain Boomerang, you're like, oh, what a relief. Like, that's the one where you're
just
like...
Just a real... just the DC gold standard, Captain Boomerang.
Now, Michael Keaton sees in the upcoming Birdman, which is getting some
good.
Rave reviews. Mm. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Uh-huh.
But he was asked in an interview... This will never happen, and it's irrelevant, but I'm bringing it up anyway.
Sure.
They said, would you play Batman again? And he said he would play Batman again in a Tim Burton version of Batman, which is leading to some people calling for like a Dark Knight Dark Knight
Returns. The good one.
Yeah, the good one. Yeah.
Nobody's demanding Dark Knight Strikes Again.
Some of Dark Knight Strikes Again is okay, but no, you wouldn't make a movie out of it.
No,
yeah, but only if Tim Burton did it. So do you want to see a Tim Burton, my old Michael Keaton Batman movie?
Yes, but it would never happen.
No, it would never happen.
But I'd like to see that weird goth world turn into a weird post-apocalyptic future goth world.
Sure.
That'd be fun. And I guess Tim Burton probably still does think that Ronald Reagan is the president, for example. So...
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally, you can just slot it right back in there.
Yeah, look, it'll never happen, but...
Yeah.
Keaton's great.
Keaton looks better than ever.
Keaton does look better. And he'd look as a good kind of grizzled old kind of
yeah,
Batman.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway.
Now that Clint Eastwood is way too old.
Yeah.
Now that Clint Eastwood has crossed the threshold from he'd be a great future Bruce Wayne to who's that old guy on the stoop over there.
All right. Now, you wanted to bring this up.
Oh, I did.
Sorry, can you bring this up?
Ghostbusters news.
Ghostbusters news.
Paul Feig is heading a new Ghostbusters film. Total reboot or female cast.
And everybody was on board for this, weren't they?
Absolutely not. What you can do, if you want a bit of hilarious fun, go to Twitter, go to the Twitter search box, and just search Ghostbusters Ruined. And you'll have a lot
hashtag
of...
Hashtag Ghostbusters Ruined one word?
No, just separate. Just okay. Look up the separate. Or whatever, probably.
There's if you probably just put in Ghostbusters, yeah. You'd get, yeah. You know...
I don't... Oh, people are so mad on the internet.
Look, I know...
They've ruined the good name of Ghostbusters, which was partially ruined by Ghostbusters 2.
Than that video game, which is apparently okay.
Yeah, so it was okay.
Look, Ghostbusters is dead, right?
It's so dead.
Look,
Ernie Hudson and Bill Murray are basically waiting to die, so they don't have to do it.
Yeah, but Ernie Hudson is keen, but he heard about this, and he was I don't care for this. He's like, unless they're sexy ladies. Like, he said something like that.
And again, I think Paul Feig said, look, everybody in that film is one of my comedy heroes.
Yeah.
I'd like to have them in this, you know, if they want a role in it. They can have a role in it, but he's going to do this his own thing.
Yeah.
He wants a reboot, or he wants a new origin story or something like that. So, it's dead. The franchise has been dead for years.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Yeah.
It's like somebody saying, oh, 21 Jump Street ruined the memory of the TV series. It didn't. Nobody cared. Look, Ghostbusters is one of my favorite films. I probably watched it 100 times.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody says, hey, have you caught up on Game of Thrones yet? I just go and watch Ghostbusters again, just to spite them. But I'm super looking forward to this. I don't know how you wouldn't.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, because... And I don't know who they're going to get. I assume... Because Paul Feig...
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy's probably it.
Yeah. Kristen
I would like Wiig. Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig.
I feel Kristen Wiig is the new Bill Murray.
Okay, sure.
Because
yeah.
She's got that range, and she's got that deadpan delivery.
Yeah.
And she's got that sadness behind her eyes. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of options out there.
Cool.
Amy Poehler would be great.
Oh, yeah, cool. She would be good.
Uh-huh.
What about Tina Fey?
Tina Fey. Man, okay. I think Bill Murray came out and he said, here's a lot of people I would like to see.
Yeah.
Linda Cardellini from Freaks and Geeks.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yep. Emma Stone.
Yep,
would be a
great
option. Lizzie Kaplan.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. See, all these great funny women,
yeah.
put them in the film.
But people are saying, Mason, why not just call it something else?
Like Lady Ghostbusters.
I think,
just let it ride, people. Let's see how it goes.
It's different enough that it's got more of a chance of working than... not working.
Correct.
You've got a director who's got a good track record, who's like he's like in the zone at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a sporting term.
Correct.
And yeah, why
as
not?
As far as we know.
Yeah.
It's interesting that Paul Feig has become, because I don't know anything about the mechanics of Hollywood. It's interesting that he's become this director who's known for working with a lot of good female actors.
Yeah.
Like, why they trust him particularly, or he's got a good track record now, so they give him the money to do this.
Because he doesn't just make, like, Katherine Heigl's Jared Butler movies, you know?
Yeah, good point.
But you would, yeah. Mm. Mm. All these movies are... Well, the only two I'm familiar with are The Heat and Bridesmaids. But has he done other things? I'm sure.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Good news. Two thumbs up from Mason.
Yeah.
Who cares from me?
Several thumbs down from the internet. Yes. But what do they know?
Now, Sony, they say, they're in dire straits, Mason.
The band.
Yes.
Yep. They aren't getting any money for nothing. How good was that?
That was pretty
great.
No,
it wasn't good. Anyway, look, what's the news?
Sony owns Spider-Man, obviously.
Yep.
The Spider-Man reboot has not gone as well.
Uh-huh.
Critically, did okay.
Yep.
The fans hate it generally, and it made some money.
Sure.
Despite a massive marketing push.
And that great scene in the van.
I'm glad they put that in.
Me too.
Yeah. So they're talking about scrapping Andrew Garfield.
Uh-huh. Just throwing him on the scrap
heap. Yep. rebooting with the Sinister Six movie, doing a kind of... this is all rumors, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Rebooting the Sinister Six with Spider-Man leading them as a kind of Dirty Dozen kind of thing.
Okay.
And then lending the character back to Marvel.
Right. Interesting.
For like some kind of crossover situation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I mean, we hear this every week, and usually I don't bring it up.
But... No, but this seems more serious somehow.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to see Spider-Man the Avengers.
Mm. Mm. Do you want to see an Andrew Garfield one, or do you want to recast it, or whatever?
See, that's the problem. We've established the Avengers over multiple movies.
Yeah.
If we just throw in a new guy, and it's like, hey, it's Spider-Man.
Mm.
See, I don't know. I'm on the internet side here. I'm going to be unhappy either way. Because if it's Andrew Garfield, I'm like, no, I'm ambivalent towards... Hey, you know what? I can't... Yeah, let's go with Garfield.
Sure.
Because we've seen him over a couple of movies. He's quite likable.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the fun Spider-Man more down pat than anybody else has.
Sure.
Maguire.
Yeah.
Because if you just throw in another guy, who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
Fair
I
point.
Want to have some connection to the actor, I think. Mm. Mm-hmm.
No, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's two thumbs up from Mason.
No, it's not.
That's a who cares from Mason.
Thank you.
You did you ever watch Twin Peaks? Or do you not watch television? What are we
I don't own a television, so... I haven't really. A lot of people say watch the first season, I think.
Yeah.
Or there's two good seasons or something like that, and then skip the end and there's a movie called Firewalk with Me, which isn't very good.
Never watched any of it.
Yeah, it was slightly before my time, I think, yeah. And I've not quite gotten back to it, so...
How good can it be for an early 90s TV show?
Correct.
But it is David Lynch.
Yeah.
And he's great.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of, you may have heard that Netflix, they're going to make 9 new episodes.
Correct, yes.
With David Lynch directing.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Sure is.
That's interesting enough to make me go back and watch some of those things.
Yeah, it makes me want to go back and watch the first episode and see if it's any good.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, what's the rule? Watch 10 minutes. If it's no good, turn it off.
That is the rule. And then when people ask, claim you don't own a television.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, I'm cool with that.
Well, yeah, I'm also cool.
And I asked you before the show, you know, David Lynch is great in that episode of Louie where he trains him to be...
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The new Letterman or whatever.
Right.
That's great. I asked you before the show, does Fox own Netflix? Did you...
Look, it says it's publicly traded. I don't think Fox owns it.
Okay, good.
I think they might have a sweet deal going
on. Sure. Because I saw this in the same story, so I thought maybe they're connected. But apparently they're looking at making an X-Men spin-off series. Television series.
Netflix.
No, Fox.
Right.
But it was in the same story, so I don't know
right.
whether somebody just grouped in television news yes. in the one article.
Mm-hmm.
And there was rumors of maybe, what's his name? Quicksilver. Which is interesting because the only reason that really plays is because of amazing special effects in Days of Future Past.
Mm-hmm.
So if you kind of bring that in and you don't do
have a
that,
budget. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't have an amazing super speed sequence in every... Yeah, no. You know what? I'm in favor of as many Quicksilver cameos in everything as possible.
Sure.
Anytime they can find a legal loophole that enables them to put him in another series, just put him in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter even if it's like just a legal drama or whatever.
Awesome.
CSI?
Yeah, yeah.
Law and Order? Just throw him in there.
Could he work with one of the goth chicks in the lab?
Yes, definitely.
Great.
Yeah.
There's been more of a push that it looks like that Marvel are kind of grinding to a whole Fantastic Four and X-Men comics.
Yes, definitely.
Wolverine's dying, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yep.
Have you heard about that much? Jesus, don't want to stop hanging on about it.
Well, people have asked me on Twitter, have I been reading it? I haven't.
No. Oh, really? No one's asked me that. No, I haven't read it. I'll read it when it's done and it's not like $18 an issue.
Right,
that's
exactly.
when I'll read it.
Yeah.
But,
and they're really killing off all their
major properties. Yeah, and they're releasing this new comic. I can't remember the title of it. I didn't write any of this down. This is off the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
That it's Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch and it's like, not mutants anymore. It's not called that. It's something like that. We're not mutants! Exclamation mark.
From a strictly legal definition, we're not mutants anymore.
So it looks like that they're going to push those two characters, which makes sense because they're in the movie, the upcoming Avengers movie, and kind of push all the mutants aside. Because if Fox are making a Deadpool spin-off and talking about TV shows and they're going to make Wolverine films until Hugh Jackman doesn't want to do them anymore or whatever. Yeah, sure. Great. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thumbs up from Mason.
Indifference.
Okay. Star Wars news, Mason.
Okay. Preemptive indifference, but go ahead.
James Earl Jones, you familiar with him?
I'm familiar with him.
He does an excellent David Prowse kind of...
He does, doesn't he?
Standard.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to reprise the role of Darth Vader in the Star Wars Rebels TV series.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is, okay.
That makes me think that maybe they're going to be using him for the movies, new movies somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wouldn't just be like, can you come in for a couple episodes? I feel like that they would get him in for like a bigger...
Yes, exactly.
Thing. I mean,
he's
I might be wrong.
Super dead, right?
No, he's all right. He's doing all
no,
right.
No, I meant Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah, he's very dead.
Right, yeah. But there's been no indication that he's...
No. But they'll probably, like, do flashbacks and
they'll do flashbacks.
Yeah.
I was going to say they might see him in the afterlife, but then they'd use Hayden Christensen, right?
Well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or David Prowse.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe it's his time to shine. I don't know. Yeah, I guess flashbacks, it'd have to be, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'd assume so. But yeah.
Or a clone, they could clone him.
Yeah,
clone the Emperor.
Sure,
yeah.
They'd do that. There's all sorts of clones happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
But again, they turn him into Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
So.
So confusing.
Yeah.
Because you have to be cloned and then burnt and then put in a suit.
Right, exactly,
to get that sweet voice. But yeah, look, because normally, I just find it interesting, because normally when they get Darth Vader in something, like for the Force Unleashed, for example, they'll get like a sounder-like guy. You know, is it Chad Vader? Who, you know, he does like, it's like a comedy kind of YouTube series or whatever. I think they got him for the Force Unleashed games.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think it's him. And he's close enough, but you can tell It's not a voice you can easily impersonate, Darth Vader. I can tell a fake Darth Vader. Like, a lot of people can do a Yoda.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of people can do a Darth Vader.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying. Can you do a Darth Vader?
No.
Get him dead! Do you want to?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Batman news.
Okay.
Lego Batman news.
Okay.
Did you see the Lego movie?
No.
It's a fun romp.
All right.
You like fun
romps. Who's the voice of Batman in that?
Will Arnett.
There we go. Okay, that's good.
Cool. He did as a kind of a Christian Bale kind of Batman. It's quite good. But Lego Batman movie is being fast-tracked to 2017, and Will Arnett will reprise his role.
Solo movie. Interesting.
Absolutely. Huh. Solo Batman Lego movie. That's cool.
That is cool, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're okay with that then?
Why not?
Yeah. You should watch the Lego movie.
Is it going to go straight to DVD?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, the Lego is a big brand now. I don't know if you know, but Lego has become more popular.
Oh, yes.
Has Lego ever been unpopular?
Did you know it's more popular than having a TV?
Has Lego ever been out of favor?
You
know when you're a kid and you grow out of stuff?
Yep.
And you're like, fuck Star Wars or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I've always liked Lego. I don't own any Lego, but I've always liked it, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
Look, if you put like a Lego Millennium Falcon or whatever in front of me, I would
smash it.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it together. Like, if you go, sure. Oh, it's, I can't be bothered. It's fine.
Yeah. Do you ever play any of those Lego video games?
Yeah, I think I played Lego Star Wars.
Okay, probably with me, yeah.
Yeah, you can't die in those.
No.
It's kind of the,
No.
Look, I'm not for them or against them.
Sure,
they're fine.
Great.
Yeah.
I've actually got a copy of Lego Marvel Heroes. We've talked about this.
Oh, yes?
On PS4.
Be down on a PS4, yeah.
That's right. So great. There you go.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
On to TV news, Mason.
All right.
Cleverly linking to what we're talking about.
The news.
Daredevil TV series at the New York Comic Con, which we'll actually check at the end of the podcast because we're recording this while this is kind of New York Comic Con's kind of happening.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know it was really on. Even though I write for comicbookmovie.com, I didn't know it was on. So, I'm not very good. But there's been a bunch of news. One bit of the news being that Rosario Dawson is going to play Claire Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been the girlfriend of Luke Cage and ex-wife of Bill Foster, you know, the Black Goliath guy. Which is interesting because there's going to be a Luke Cage spin-off TV show as well that's linked to Daredevil.
Correct.
But she's going to play a nurse that works at night. Not specifically the night nurse.
Sure.
But alluded to.
Definitely a nurse that only works at night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, sure.
That's it. I'd be good to see the night nurse, though, turn up. Yeah. She's a big part of, like, the New York kind of Marvel heroes scene. But she's not the night nurse, is she, Claire Temple?
No.
I can't remember the name of her.
That's fine. Yeah. They're going to mash some characters together.
Mash them together.
There's so many, yeah.
Bloody mash them together. And of course, we also got to look at the work in progress Daredevil costume, like his early days suit.
So when, before he becomes Daredevil proper,
yeah,
he just bundles all this together.
DDP, he's got on his chest.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Which is quite common. We're going to be talking about The Flash in a minute.
Yeah.
He, of course, has a ridiculous interim costume. That's usually the ridiculous reveal. Like, we think... Now, at this point, nobody thinks that that's going to be the 20 minutes in, that's not the costume. Of course it's not.
20 minutes, you reckon it's that quick?
Yeah.
All right, that'd be cool. Because I don't want, like, a Smallville thing where he puts on the Daredevil costume, like, in 9 years.
Right, exactly, you know what I
mean? Yeah. I'd like that to be a quick thing. But it doesn't... It looks okay, right?
Yeah, it does. It looks like I would be happy with that for a few episodes.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It's ninja enough.
It's ninja enough, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just ninja enough.
And we also had a look... Maybe we've seen it before, but we had a look... We saw Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
In civvies. Very Ben Affleck.
Sure.
Looking that guy.
I can
say
that. Yeah. Cool.
He's the little red lenses.
Little red lenses. Yeah, yeah. No, it's good. I'm really, really looking forward to it. So, are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
Both of us are.
We've
apparently
definitely...
the footage that they showed was quite like dark, and maybe it was because it was just filmed in it was shown in a big multiplex, like the popular DC character.
Sure.
but it was quite violent and gritty and cool. So.
And people went woo.
Boy, did that.
Woo!
There was a few other casting members as well. The Owl guy was cast.
Oh, sure.
Can't remember the name of the actor. What's that? Ben, the writer, Ben Ulrich was cast.
Ben Urich.
Urich, thank you. Ulrich.
Yeah.
Is Ben Ulrich anyone?
No. Nah.
Probably not. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
That right. Cool.
And Wilson Fisk's wife, who is...
Fish Fisk.
who is... what's her name? Superman's mum from Man of Steel.
Oh, yes.
Which is cool. So, yep. Mm-hmm. All for that.
Great.
Do you like the Owl villain? Owl Man, whatever his name is? Allinson? What's his name?
It's just the Owl.
The Owl, yeah.
He's fine.
You don't think he's a second-rate penguin?
Look, in many ways he is.
Can he fly or can he not fly?
The Owl?
Yeah, because sometimes I've seen him fly, but sometimes he can't fly.
He wears, like, the suit of armor, so sometimes he... Like, some versions can fly and some can't.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to see Stilt Man, though. Ah, Stilt. Come on. Give us Stilt Man.
Give us something.
Give us Stilt Man in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at least.
Yeah, sure. You been keeping up with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, we're up to like episode 3 or something?
Yes.
And Gotham up to episode 3. Somebody was telling me. I haven't yet, but...
Yeah. They're all right.
Look, A, I don't own a TV, and B, I only have limited time. So we're going to talk about some other stuff this week. This week, I'm going to catch up on everything.
Absolutely. And speaking of other stuff...
Yes.
Flash Pilot's finally aired. Did you watch it? Television.
I did enjoy it. No, I did enjoy it and I watched it, but with reservations.
Sure.
Of course.
Are your reservations about The Flash related to the costume?
They are, partly. There's other reservations, certainly.
Do you think that is an interim costume?
No, I think that's it.
Mm.
Why would they? No, it's finished. It's done. Although they did tweak the Arrow. They tweaked the Arrow costume a little bit.
Mask and whatever.
I think they are open to alterations.
Yes.
Like, we're going to talk about the Season 3 premiere of Arrow.
Yeah.
There have been some little tweaks. Roy Harper has a new costume.
Yeah.
That's been a long time in the works kind of thing. His costume and The Flash's costume look quite similar, though.
They do.
That's going to be distracting.
That's all right, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Or is it too dark a show to... And then we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a second. Like, Arrow's had some alterations to the mask and stuff like that.
He used to have a little paint strip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which conveniently appeared and disappeared as required by the plot. But, look, I think they'd be open. I think if there was a massive backlash against the costume, and I think there might be, they'd be willing to change. Have they filmed the entire season, though?
Oh, they'd be well into it if they haven't already.
Okay.
Yeah. The head's okay.
The mask is actually quite good. Yeah. I remember thinking that.
Yeah.
Like, when he initially... there's going to be a lot of spoilers in this.
Oh, yeah, spoilers galore.
We're going to assume everybody's watched these.
And then we're going to spoil Dracula Untold.
Yeah. like when he... Towards the end, he's got the costume on. He goes to the farm to battle the villain of the piece.
Yeah.
And he takes the gas mask off.
Yeah.
I'm like, that helmet is quite impressive.
Yeah.
Like, it could have gone Captain America, or it's quite iffy.
Yeah.
He's got a good face for that mask.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And that's hard for TV as well.
Yeah, because they will mess that up much more often than they will not mess it up. I'm going to say, like, from the outset, I'm going to watch this on the strength of probably the actors.
Yeah.
And how the characters interact. Like,
sure.
They've got a lot of likability.
It's a lighter tone, isn't it?
It's a lighter tone, yeah. And I think, like, plot-wise, it's going to be a bit shaky.
Yeah.
I think there was quite a few kind of, like, story conceits.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, that I'm like, this is a bit shaky, but I'm gonna stick through it. Like right at the start, we meet little Barry Allen,
mm.
and he's like, he got beat up because he was rescuing some other kids from whatever, you know. And they're like, oh, you know, don't fight, but it's good you've got a good heart and you stick up to the little guy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
yeah.
could you telegraph anymore that this guy's going to be the hero?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can have a character evolve later. He doesn't have to be a hero the whole time.
Well, the Arrow is a good example of that.
Yeah.
He's a complete arsehole.
He is. Yeah. A murderous arsehole. Yeah,
yeah.
Unless, yeah.
But I'm talking about even when he was a kid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He was just, like, the worst guy.
He was just a jerk before he learned how to murder. You're right.
Yeah. But, yeah, what do you think of the special effects? I know you're cautious about...
They were okay.
That. Yeah.
But I think, I mean, primarily he was, like, the major action sequence took place at night.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be kind of a cover of, like, we're still working these effects out.
Yeah. What about the bit where they did the run on the tarmac kind of thing? The practice run.
That was fine,
broad daylight. That looked all right.
I think the effect is quite good. Again, Days of Future Past set the bar really high, I think, for super speed action sequences.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly they had a lot of money behind that.
Yeah.
The Flash probably doesn't have that much money.
Mm.
But I'm sure, like, creatively, I'm sure they can do some interesting stuff with it.
Sure.
I did think it was interesting that he does break a lot of car windows every time he runs down the street. That's going to be, like, he might be painting, you know, people might be painting him as this amazing hero, but...
That would get annoying.
That would be really annoying. Absolutely, yeah. Like, he's rescuing a cyclist or whatever, but if he smashes every window down the street as he's doing it, he's a menace. You know? I think maybe the better campaign would be, hey, cars, drivers, and cyclists, watch out for each other.
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
We don't have to deal with this Flash guy breaking all our windows every week.
Look, if this was the real world and he was this hero that existed, I would only remember the one time that he shattered all my car windows.
Definitely, yeah.
That would be the only thing that I would remember about him.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe that's just me.
What do you want to talk about this in this show?
Oh, do you think they're going to settle into this kind of villain of the week thing?
Yes, because we saw the map of the city, and there are a lot of dots on that map. And I don't think they necessarily represented all the... I think that just represented radiation leaking across the city.
Sure, okay.
But you could definitely go, well, there's 100 dots.
Yeah.
There's going to be 100 villains.
There's a lot of that in a lot of TV shows that they'll set up at the start of season. Supernatural's renowned for it, where they're like, all the demons got out of hell. Now we have to clean up all the demons.
Right.
Oh, wait. All the angels have got out of heaven.
Oh, no.
Now we're going to go and do that. Like, yeah, it sets up this season. But do you like the idea of every villain coming from the effects of this Hadron Collider, whatever?
I guess they have to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess they did that with Smallville as well.
Yeah.
Especially
everybody had a
season.
Kryptonite rock.
Everybody was affected by the Kryptonite storm or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess because this is the origin of, in this universe... There's really two origins for superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Mirakuru drug from Arrow.
Yep.
And there's...
Hadron Collider.
Hadron Collider,
And there's nothing else.
There isn't really anything. But I get... Yeah, I mean, because this is a DC comic book universe, you can have a lot of... You know, there are a lot of potential.
We talked about it last week. Hard water.
Hard water, definitely. Too much mineral water, you know? I think the origin... Because it's going to be odd to have all the villains... In a universe localized to Central City.
Yeah.
That would be weird, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because then you can't have international superpowered villains or whatever.
Sure.
Like, yeah, so...
Interesting.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
They'll work around it.
Did you like... Yeah, did you like...
But what I'm saying is I don't like villains of the week, necessarily.
No, me neither in particular. But I wouldn't say... Arrow don't necessarily do villains of the week.
Right.
But they would have an over kind of arcing villain, and then they'll have a few pop up here and there.
Yes.
I think that's kind of the way that you do it. Like, you Bronze Tiger's back and forth. And
yep.
Is Bronze Tiger dead? I remember.
Can't remember.
But, I think that do it like that, and less like Smallville. Less like a generic guy who can turn into bugs or
he's like,
wolves.
I don't understand my powers! And then, you know.
Hurricane.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Did you like Weather Wizard, though, as a villain?
He
didn't have that wand.
He didn't have a wand, that's true. Yeah, I would like to see some more tech villains, actually.
Sure, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Again, because most of the Flash's villains are that.
Yeah.
He was fine as a generic guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about Gorilla Grodd?
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. How are they going to do it?
Yeah.
They have to do gorilla suit, don't they?
Yeah, they have to, yeah.
You can't do a CGI gorilla on TV. Not after Planet of the Apes.
Correct. Unless they get that, you know, silverback gorilla. Like, if they get the CGI real cheap.
Yeah.
Somehow.
and just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then there's lighting and...
And they don't have Andy Serkis.
No, they don't have Serkis.
What if they got Serkis, though?
That would be
What's
amazing.
What's he doing right now? Probably nothing.
I think he's doing Star Wars at the moment.
Oh, then a lot.
He's quite busy.
Quite busy, yeah.
He's stepping in for Prowse.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it sets up a lot for the future as well, not just the villains that we talked about, but also the guy, what's his name? Ed. TV's
Ed. Yeah, sure.
Who, spoiler alert again, who can walk and has a newspaper from the future.
He does have a future newspaper, which is detailing the crisis of Infinite Earths.
Yes.
Which is now in 2024.
Yes.
So, why worry? We got 10 years. He's not going to die for 10 years.
No.
So,
minimum.
That kind of does take away a lot of the dramatic tension of the series because you know he cannot die for 10 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe sure all his friends and loved ones can die.
Yeah.
Also, is it it's unclear, can he only walk in that chamber or can he walk all the time? What do you think?
That's a really good question. Like, was that some kind of weird kind of, I don't know.
Gravity chamber.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Mm.
I thought, it's two things. Either it's that or he's lying.
Right.
So...
Uh-huh. And he doesn't need the glasses.
And he doesn't need the glasses. Mm. Well, there's also rumors that he's a future version of the Flash.
He could be, yeah, that's true.
There's all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah,
and like that maybe it wasn't an accident and whatever. Like we could be one of the Flashes from the future, or he could be a villain from the future.
This is another series where potentially everybody who's introduced could become a superhero or a supervillain at some point.
Yeah.
Like Caitlin. But both the Star Labs team,
yeah.
Caitlin becomes Killer Frost,
one
of the Killer Frosts, and Carlos is his name.
I can't remember. Killer Croc, he becomes Killer Croc.
Yeah, no, he becomes a Vibe.
What's Vibe about?
He's got like vibration powers.
In a good way?
Yeah, they're fine.
I mean, like, is he a good guy?
Yes, he is.
Okay, great.
And who else?
So he's like the Shocker from Spider-Man.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, you looked at me weird then.
Yeah, sorry. Also, I wanted to say that. Don't ask a girl why she's not smiling. Don't do that. That's a bad move. Like, don't ask anybody why they're not smiling.
People don't like that.
Just don't be a jerk and be all like, hey, you'd be a lot prettier if you were smiling. Shut up. Don't. Her bloody fiancé died.
Yeah.
God, that's why she's not smiling. God. Oh, also, I'm pretty sure that her fiancé is, if it's accurate to the comic books, her fiancé is Ronnie Raymond, Firestorm.
So, okay, cool.
So that's going to be
an interesting
turn of events.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What about the cop, the blonde cop who could become Bad Flash?
He could become Bad Flash.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the cases where they're like, we have so much continuity, we're going to throw a whole bunch at the wall and see where we go with it.
Okay, sure.
Because...
Yeah. Do you think they wait also for fan reaction to be like, oh, let's do that?
Yeah, maybe.
Like... Or like to see what certain characters are more appealing, and then go from there.
Cisco is his name. I'm sorry, not
the singer. They did the thong song.
No, Cisco Ramon.
Do you know Cisco, the songwriter, singer.
Yes,
R&B refers to himself as the dragon.
I know. I'm well aware.
So yeah, look, the ratings as well. The leaked pilot. This goes to show again that the Expendables didn't make money because it was terrible.
Uh-huh.
The leaked pilot didn't hurt the ratings, and they did have an extra 3 minutes of footage
uh-huh.
in it as well, but it rated 30% higher than the Arrow season premiere, and it was the highest CW premiere since 90210 in 2008, which
The reboot.
Is that still going?
Who knows? Probably not.
And yeah, so that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing all right for now.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, but that's pretty much all I don't really have anything else to say about it. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm, same.
Actually, I've got a tweet here from Derek Jenza. He's in the band Artificial Agent Major.
Oh, yes.
Artificial Agent Mason. Not the Mason part. That's me telling you.
Oh, right. I understand.
He said, The Flash is great. That kid would be great in a JLA movie. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
But again, we're not going to... DC are very adamant that they're not combining...
I feel like as well that this guy... got his spin-off and they didn't know that he was going to get a spin-off because he's not that buff. I feel
if that
character didn't play in Arrow,
yep.
then they wouldn't have done a Flash spin-off. And if they did, they would have got somebody else, like more who looks like the Stephen Amell kind of buffness.
Right.
Because he's not fit,
uh-huh.
but he's pretty, like he's skinnier compared to, he's not like crazy muscular or anything, uh-huh. you know.
But I think they're going with that kind of, rangy kind of runner boot.
Okay,
maybe.
Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I've got nothing else to say, Mason.
I think he has great, just got out of a coma hair. Like, yeah, that hair was incredible, given that he's been in a coma for 9 months.
Sure.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I think a lot of people could become the Reverse Flash in this.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke, I think Harrison Weld, the Doctor, could also become the Reverse Flash.
Yep.
Because Hunter Zolomon lost the use of his legs. That's why he became.
Okay.
Yeah, who knows?
Interesting. I just want to see the gorilla.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
That's all I
want to
see.
John Wesley Shipp, Dawson's dad, was great, of course.
Did you like the origin at the start where you see the yellow blur that killed his... Like, that origin was quite good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The way they did that. I mean, except for the whole, you know, I'm getting beat up by bullies because I'm a hero kid or whatever.
Right.
But that scene was done quite well.
I thought
That's pretty comic accurate.
Yeah.
And,
uh-huh.
You know, yeah. And then it comes, you know, turns out that then people believe him or whatever and because he's a hero or something. Yeah,
correct.
Or whatever.
But, so all you have to do is save their life and then they'll believe you.
So, yeah, more freeze guns, more gorillas, better suit.
Yep. Oh, also, they did what was in the original Barry Allen Flash origin where he's in a cafe.
Yeah.
And the waitress spills all the food on the tray and it goes slow-mo. But in the comic book, he like rearranges all the food back on the plate.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And then
yeah.
he just lets it slide, which I thought was...
you know, well, it's hard, well, you know, that's a hard effect to pull off, though, isn't
correct,
it?
Correct, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Anyway, that's all I got, I think.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. Fantastic. So...
Actually, Easter eggs, Ferris Air. We got Ferris Air, which is...
Oh, yeah, we did see
Carol
that, yeah.
Ferris is the... becomes Star Sapphire.
Yep,
also
yep.
known as Green Lantern's girlfriend.
Yep, yep, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Also a character in her own right.
Yeah.
That's there.
Was there a Booster Gold hint in this one? Or was that in Arrow that they've been doing that?
I think that might have been in that poster. There was a poster where you see the Flash running down the street and there's a lot of corporate logos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was Amatech who... Steel used to work for.
Yeah.
That was in there. I think there might have been Blue Beetle or Booster Gold.
Mm.
Cord Industries might have been in
okay,
there.
Okay, sure.
So, yeah, option. Also, Gambi cleaners, the dry cleaners.
Who's Gambi?
Paul Gambi is the crime tailor. He makes all the costumes.
Okay,
the
right, awesome.
So that's a deep cut
cool.
right in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty good.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up for that.
All right.
Just that option.
Just that one. Well, you're going to keep up with it on your... television?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Okay. I think what I've learned from here is that I'm in it more for the characters. There can be some clunky exposition
yep.
and some whatever, some so-so plots, but if yep. I like the characters, I'll stick with it. So that's why I'm sticking with Arrow.
Yeah.
I'll get back to Gotham at some point. Hasn't improved. Have you watched 2 and 3?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I like it. I like it. For just
how's Fish Mooney doing?
So good.
Great.
You know, I realized the other day, Jada Pinkett Smith is in Nutty Professor.
You just realized that now?
Crazy.
Everyone knows that. I didn't know that.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, for you, mate.
All right. Well, oh, did you like the Arrow tie-in where they met and he's like, how can we be heroes? And he's like, you're pretty cool.
Yeah, that was fine. I thought that was going to be super cliched and awful.
Yeah.
And also, I appreciate that he didn't use his Arrow voice. They just had a regular conversation
sure.
like a couple of regular dudes.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like Stephen Amell in that a lot. Yeah. I think he's great.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? And speaking of, Arrow's back for season 3.
Season 3.
Everything seems to be looking up for the Arrow at the start. I think he's got a team
uh-huh.
all together.
Yeah, cool.
He's going to get his company back.
Yep.
He's going for relationships again, but maybe he can't get in a relationship or something. But yeah. And also the city gets off his back finally.
They do, yeah. For a while.
For a while.
I get the sense that something bad will happen and he'll be on the run again.
Like he'll shoot someone with an arrow?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll shoot somebody with an arrow.
So yeah. Were you happy with the season return of Arrow?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
There was a bit of tragedy in there.
Yep, sure.
What's her face? Black Canary gets shot.
I feel like
I assume by Merlin, right? Malcolm Merlin's
probably
back.
That's what I thought. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like, but if it was Malcolm Merlin, why not just show him? Why wouldn't it be Ra's al Ghul?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
going to be turning up
right,
later.
Right.
Speaking of which, apparently they did briefly approach Liam Neeson for it.
Oh yes,
but they didn't kind of go at him hard enough. But that would have been weird if it had been Liam Neeson. And it's like, are these the same universes now?
Right,
what's
yeah, exactly.
happening? Do you reckon she's actually dead?
No, I thought the dad was going to be dead in season 2, but he's still alive.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
I would have to check. I mean, we can obviously check if we go to IMDb and we check the cast list.
Yeah.
If she's listed as a regular cast member, she's not dead.
Yeah, sure.
And if she isn't listed, then she's definitely dead.
I feel like this is a trick now that a lot of shows pull, like Game of Thrones have done it. What's that show called with Kevin Spacey's in
House of Cards?
Politics? House of Cards. They do it where they take a character and then they kill them. I feel like that's going to be a thing that everyone's going to do from now on.
They actually kill someone?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but that's if she's actually dead, but it's a comic book universe, so...
Yeah, I feel that this series actually is quite good at the fake-out.
Yeah.
Where... Well, they're not good at the fake-out. It's quite common with a fake-out where somebody will receive a potentially very fatal wound, and then they're fine later.
Yeah.
Like, I think in, again, heaps of spoilers for Arrow, but, you know, the rocket is launched at the restaurant.
Yes.
And she's and Felicity is covered in blood, like, entire half of her face is covered in blood and like, shrapnel and whatever. And then 5 minutes later, she's fine again. Yeah, like, she's
that,
totally fine.
I didn't even think about that.
Totally fine.
But, yeah. Do you like his new love interest?
Being
Felicity?
Yeah, fine. Cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's
her.
A good character.
Did you like the bit how... Actually, I'll talk about that a bit later.
I like his new foldy bow.
His foldy bow?
He's got a, CGI foldy bow.
I didn't even notice
it's
that.
Automatic. It's great.
That's pretty cool.
It's real good.
That's cool.
And Felicity made it for him in the previous season.
What a great lass.
Yep.
We're talking about Rory Harper.
Yep. Did you say Rory?
What did I say?
You said Rory.
Oh, not him.
Okay.
The red guy.
You're thinking of Rory from Gilmore Girls. Yes. Roy Harper, yeah.
Roy Harper, sorry, yeah. What do you think of the red costume?
It's good, like I like
you said,
it a lot.
It's very similar. Is it confusing in the dark? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's good. Thus far, they have completely wiped away the characterization of this guy as being like a crazy loose cannon.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess plot-wise that works because they extracted the super serum from him.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've just that's done. Yeah. They're like, we're done with this plot where he's a rebel and a loose cannon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's all over. That's fair enough.
What happened in the season? Did his girlfriend leave?
Yeah, she went somewhere. I can't remember where.
Did she get on a ship?
Maybe she
did. She get on a ship?
She went with her dad,
with
maybe.
With Malcolm
didn't
Merlin.
She? Yeah,
she got on a ship with Malcolm Merlin.
Did.
Okay, right, good.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
that
we're back
about
up
right.
to speed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Great.
It's a long time in between.
Yep.
And I never go back and watch.
Why would you?
Previous episodes are really.
Because it'll say previously on Arrow, so you don't have to.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And when she comes back, then they'll fill us in at the start.
Yep.
So yeah. What about new Count Vertigo?
Fairly generic.
When they killed off the first Count Vertigo, I was like, oh, that's a shame because he's a good villain.
Uh-huh.
And he was proper dead.
Right.
But
yes.
It's good now. They're just gonna be like, yeah, we'll just anyone can be in whatever.
Yeah. True.
So.
But also, this guy is also the Scarecrow.
Yes.
They were like, okay, well. That Vertigo thing is probably fine, but Arrow's found a way to deal with it, so let's throw him something else.
Yeah. Did you like the bit where Arrow, for some reason, let himself be injected with that?
Oh, so he could deal with his issue with
was
himself.
Was that intentional?
I think
that
it
was intentional.
I think the idea was that he would then see his greatest fear, which was himself, and then he would punch himself.
I thought that was so dumb.
Right.
The greatest
it was
fear
kind of
is
dumb.
Yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, whatever. But what if that was, like, arsenic?
Oh, yeah, this time around. Yeah.
Like, why does it have
I couldn't defeat you with my fear toxin arrow, so this time, it's got a bullet in it. And it just fires through his heart.
So, yeah, that was, you know, but the action is always great, as per usual.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I
thought there was less jiu-jitsu in this one.
Sure,
there was just a lot of, there was more punching. I don't know if they've changed a fight choreographer or something.
That's possible. But yeah, the fighting always looks good
in
Arrow, I feel. Uh-huh. And even when they use the parkour, like, you know, when the bit where his sidekick jumps up that pole or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was parkour, but it wasn't, like, excessive.
Hey, look how,
look at all this
good this parkour was. It was parkour as a matter of course. Like,
yes.
I'm going to do that.
Parkour for the course.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
And we also, of course, saw Ray Palmer.
Yep.
What did you think of him?
I thought the when you realize who he is, his introduction is quite odd. Like, if he's a man who's rich enough to own his own helicopter,
yes.
Why is he personally going to an electronics store to go buy a router? A, he's a scientific genius, but he could probably just build his own. Or he'd have one, or he's rich enough that he could send an assistant.
That's a really, really
I mean, unless
good
he's
point.
Going deliberately to see Felicity.
Yeah, which probably is the case.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, because maybe that was a part of a ploy to get her to work for him.
Maybe,
or
yeah.
Whatever.
Because now she's complicit in him hacking into the Queen Consolidated Servers or whatever.
That's it. Mm. So he's...
Tell you what, Brandon Routh...
Mm.
I think he's got that Superman ages exponentially slower as he gets older, because he looks great.
He does look good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, Superman Returns wasn't that long ago.
No, but he's...
But yeah, he does look pretty good.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me saying so.
I do mind a little, I'll be honest.
But no, I thought he was fun.
Mm, yeah.
Like, you know, I'd like to see an Adam spin-off TV series.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, just get a whole lot of minor DC characters and, you know, work them all in together or whatever. And then that could build to that 2024 whatever newspaper.
Oh, sure, yeah.
From the future thing or whatever. Did you like how they didn't make any allusions? Not that I noticed to him shrinking or anything like
they
that.
They absolutely didn't, yeah. That was... Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
But, yeah. I got an email here from Vanjie.
Uh-huh.
the official Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern. You know Vanjie. I enjoyed the first episode of the third season of Arrow. Rory is becoming his own man as Arsenal, and Brandon Routh is doing a good job as Ray Palmer. Some people complain that he was trying to pull a Tony Stark kind of stunt, but the Atom is supposed to be arrogant and arrogant know-it-all. Fair, because I thought he did well. I didn't get that Tony Stark kind of thing at all.
Yeah. I got more really enthusiastic.
Yeah.
He's done this jerk move to hack into their computers, but he's done it because he wants to get this company and he wants to fix the city.
Yeah.
And he's just super keen on that.
That's it, exactly. Like, you don't feel like there's anything sinister going on.
Yeah.
Because every time he gets his company taken over, which seems to happen a lot, I can't remember.
He's not very good at
having
a company.
Is he broke? Because he mentions that he's broke.
He is broke. And
how's
he's living...
that happen?
I
mean, I know he lost the company, but they also take all his money. And now, if he's broke, why would they let him come back?
Like, all of these are good questions.
What does the company have to gain from him returning?
He's very handsome.
Because he was never... Yeah.
He's good at jiu-jitsu.
But he was never, like, a very good CEO, was he?
No, he's very... He's quite terrible.
Yeah.
Like, deliberately so, in a lot of cases.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway. I was disappointed with the Oliver Felicity, I love you and that's why I can't have you nonsense. I honestly hope that after this episode, we close this chapter and move on. Have Felicity be happy with Barry or Ray or anyone. Don't let this series turn into a small, Lil-esque melodrama.
Okay, good point. Yeah.
That was a bit kind of... my life, I can't have relationships. Yep. Dual personalities, yeah. Whatever, you know? Yeah,
well, look, I think at this point we're married to that. Like, that's going to come back over and over again.
Yeah.
He's just going to have a series of love interests.
And then he'll go back to Laurel.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Because that's normally who he falls back on, is that right? Is that, like, that's not a strict Lois Lane Superman kind of thing, though, is it? He dates other people.
Comic book-wise, the love of his life has always been Black Canary.
Oh, really?
So...
Not Laurel.
No, Dinah.
Okay, there you go.
So, you know, yeah, they've messed that up a little. They haven't messed it up, but they're going in a different direction.
I just assumed that. Well, I'm a real idiot, aren't I? Uh-huh. So Laurel's the one who's the DA's office.
Yes.
And Black Canary's the one who got riddled with arrows and fell off the building.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Now I understand. Uh-huh. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't bang someone and then bang their sister either. I'm just saying.
Unless you get the opportunity to do that.
Well, yeah, if nobody knows, that's fine.
Yeah.
Anything else about Arrow?
Let me think. Let's see, a rocket. We talked about the rockets that didn't kill anyone for some reason. A lot of people would have been killed.
It felt, yeah.
He didn't feel any, he felt remorse for Felicity. He didn't really feel remorse for any of the other people in that restaurant
that
were killed.
That he, yeah, set up to be killed.
Yeah.
When he got the tracker put on him,
yep.
Did he have his Arrow costume on underneath, or was it on his bare skin? How did he not notice that?
Didn't notice it.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Hang on, let me just skim forward real fast. Okay, the dad is on that heart medication. Will that come up again later, or he'll be fine? Just to say, Diggle is,
Having a kid,
and he's also out of the field. That'll come back.
For now,
yeah. That's about it, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I enjoyed it.
Sure.
Yeah. And again, go back and watch for that CGI bow. It's really great.
Everybody?
It's real good.
All right, great. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, last thing we're going to talk about, I guess.
Yep.
Man, it's gone for a while.
That's fine.
Let's just breeze through this.
Okay.
Dracula Untold. Spoilers, everybody.
Yeah. Right? Spoiler alert. It's not very good.
Really?
Yeah.
You really hated it.
I didn't hate it, but it's just not very good.
I was okay with it. I thought it was like in the same vein as kind of The Rock's Hercules, but not as funny or as enjoyable.
Right. Okay. So, but I feel that The Rock's Hercules was just on the cusp of being enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun, but if The Rock wasn't involved, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Okay, what's good about it? What's good about this film?
There's a bit where he makes a fistful of bats and he punches
an army. Oh, yeah, the bat fist, sure.
Cool.
I felt he was quite reliant on bats.
Well, yeah.
Like, a lot of bats. Like, if there wasn't a lot of bats in that particular region of Transylvania or wherever, he would have been out of luck.
Yeah. But I guess that because there was a Dracula living in that cave. Oh, by the way, in my review, I kept referring to him as turning into a Dracula.
Dracula, great, good. Yep. Another Dracula.
Yeah, just to see if people would be angry.
I think you mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, maybe. They're going to release an R-rated cut with more blood.
I didn't mention that.
Didn't you?
No.
Maybe it was something else. Mm. Well, they should, because there's not a lot of blood in this film.
No, in a Dracula movie.
It's quite bloodless.
Yeah.
Given that at one point he kills 1,000 men single-handedly, there's very little blood. Also, the sword fighting's not very good.
Okay, fair enough.
It's not that choreographed. I think they tried to do a few interesting things. Like, there's the scene where we see Dracula fighting all the soldiers from the perspective of a soldier in the reflection of his sword.
Okay, yeah. I don't think
they pull that off very well. It was interesting.
It's weird. It's like it's a very well shot movie until the action.
Then it's not.
Like you know the bit where he like climbs the mountain to meet the Dracula.
Yeah, sure.
And there's like his cape's flowing or whatever and it looks very Castlevania and it looks super cool.
Yep.
But then when he runs into battle, it's just clanging and nonsense.
Yeah, there is a lot of clanging and nonsense.
Except for the bats, which is really, really good. But what I also liked? I liked the use of silver.
Okay,
the way that they worked that in.
It was quite creative, the final action sequence.
Yeah.
Because clearly at that point he is super strong and super powerful and he could have just knocked that guy's head right off. but the bad guy knows enough.
Yeah.
Think, well, if I put him in this room, he will become more vulnerable.
Howard Stark.
Howard Stark, yes. Yeah. Correct. Look, it was fine. I thought... It's one of those where clearly everybody's done a good job, but it's just...
Like, who cares?
People have worked hard on it to make all the costumes and the sets and the actors and have done well and whatever, but it's just not... There's not anything... Like, I feel that the wife and kid...
Mm.
Like, you know she's so perfect that she's going to have to die.
Fall off a cliff.
Yeah, she's... I mean, obviously, and he's...
He should have got all the bats to catch her.
Yes, exactly. He had a lot of options there. He had just bats flying around doing nothing, you know? Also...
They're union bats, though, so they're going to take their breaks.
They needed a lunch break.
That's it.
Also, there wasn't... Like, his moral dilemma to drink her blood to gain the power to save his, you know, his kingdom.
Yeah.
She's already dead. She fell hundreds of feet. Maybe, she's never coming back.
I assumed that first of all, she should have died
straight
immediately.
Away. Like,
yes.
Like into paste. Yeah, you're right.
But
you could have just lapped up the paste.
Sure. But I thought that was more, if I do this, I'm condemning myself to a life of being a Dracula.
Right, sure.
I thought that's what, from that perspective.
Because
I thought as well, the same way that the Hercules is infinitely better because the Rock's in it.
Yep.
This is better than it should be because Luke Evans is good.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he's also the best part of The Hobbit, which... Uh-huh. And he's even better than that CGI dragon, which is still pretty good. But, no, he's good. I hope that he gets better roles than this.
I think he's let down in the writing insofar as... Like, this is supposed to be the journey... of a good and noble man or you know, a regular man to this embodiment of pure evil that is Dracula, like the classic Dracula that we know from films and whatever.
Yeah.
But in this film, he was a terrible human being already. We don't see any of that.
No.
And now he's a chill dude. And then he does a couple of minor bad... He doesn't really do anything bad to save his country except drink his wife's blood.
Yeah.
And she was going to die anyway.
Yeah.
And then the movie ends, and then...
It's the future.
Then 500 years pass. Yeah, and he's just a chill dude again.
Yeah.
But also, if this is classic Dracula...
It's not.
We've missed the sequence from about, you know, the late 1800s where he gets stabbed in the chest with a Bowie knife and beheaded. Why is he still alive? We don't know, right? That's Dracula. And also, we at no point does he embody pure evil, which is what Dracula is.
No.
But
you know why?
Why's that?
Because they're building a Universal Avengers.
Yeah, exactly.
World.
So they need this Avengers build up. They need Frankenstein's monster.
Yep.
Is that I Frankenstein? Is that the same?
No,
group?
That's cut.
That's okay. That's he's out.
A Wolfman.
I guess
which
they can get
really
Liam Neeson to be A Wolfman.
they're doing The Mummy.
Yep, okay.
A sexy mummy reboot.
And then Creature from the Black Lagoon, I guess.
That's
it's
a weird choice.
Yeah.
You know what? Who would be good at this?
Who's
Guillermo
that?
Del Toro.
Yes.
But, and nobody else.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I guess, yeah, this...
It's a very serious movie as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it takes itself very, very seriously.
I'm just going to see, notes-wise, if I've got anything else.
Well, I was going to ask, so you obviously wanted a more Dracula. Like, Bram Stoker's Dracula, for example, which is amazing and also not very good. It's
great.
It's weird. Uh-huh. It's great, but it's in that weird kind of...
Uh-huh.
A lot of that's maybe Keanu Reeves, but if you know a lot about also the way that movie was made, all the special effects are done on camera.
Right.
Using, like, puppets and fucking shadows and like, rear screen projection and whatever.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. But did you want like that kind of Dracula, like the Gary Oldman?
No, I want a guy who clearly they want him to, I think they want him to be like a Tony Stark kind of anti-hero or whatever. So they've put all his bad deeds in the past.
Yes.
And they've shown us none of his future bad deeds.
Yeah.
And so they clearly, what I wanted was a guy, regardless of where he started, I want him to have to keep doing really horrific things in order to save, you know, he has to make some sacrifices, do some really bad things in order to save his people.
Yeah.
And that's where he turns, and he, for whatever reason, he has to stay evil. But he didn't do anything evil in this.
No,
he didn't really.
And even the stuff you were talking about in the past where he was supposed to have done all these things, he even specifies that I made myself a monster so people would run, so I'd kill less people.
Right.
So they kind of even toned that part of him down.
Yeah.
You shouldn't impale so many people.
Yeah. Though. Also, do you have any more notes about this?
Not really.
Okay, I had one more note.
Sure.
So I was going to say it for the end. So what's the name of the wizard vampire that lives in the cave? Doesn't matter.
Charles Dance.
Charles.
The actor.
Okay.
I don't know what his name
is. Right, so anyway, but here's the conceit that doesn't make any sense. Maybe you can make sense of it. Maybe.
Probably not.
Maybe I've missed something in this. Email in if I've missed something. But basically, Dracula and his two mates, they go spelunking. They go to this, find this little cave, right? And in the cave, they discover it's carpeted with like the bones of dozens, if not hundreds of people.
Idiots.
Either like treasure hunters or explorers or something, right? Or monster hunters, I don't know, right? And then they go in there. Dracula's mates are killed. He barely escapes with his life.
Yep.
Right. Then later he discovers this is the lair of this vampire who's been in there for millennia, I guess,
like
or whatever.
That, yeah.
And who has great powers.
Yeah.
He goes back to talk to this Charles. He goes back to talk to Charles. And Charles explains that he can give Dracula the power to save his people.
Yeah.
All he has to do is, you know, drink his blood. And then go out and, you know, he'll lose the powers in 3 days unless he drinks human blood.
Okay.
And if he drinks the human blood, Charles gets to leave the cave and visit vengeance upon this other vampire, this mysterious other being who created him or whatever it was.
It's just vampires making vampires.
It's vampires making vampires, right? So Charles wants to get out of the cave, right?
Yeah, he hates it.
He hates being in that cave. But the floor is carpeted with the bones of dozens, if not hundreds, of other men. So he's had dozens, if not hundreds, of opportunities to get out of that cave, and he's wasted them every time, right? Because all you have to do, you wait for a guy to come in the cave, right? And then you say, hey, man, would you like heaps of powers? All right, well, just drink this, and then go out and drink some human blood. You're going to want to do that anyway. Do that, and then you'll have heaps of sweet powers. And then he can leave, right?
Yep.
And you could say, oh, maybe he was waiting all this time for Dracula. He wasn't, though.
No.
And also, if he knows Dracula's out there, he could just wait for the first idiot to go in there, get free, and then find Dracula and make him a vampire anyway, right?
Sure.
This guy's an idiot.
That makes perfect sense.
This guy's an idiot.
I just assumed it was someone of a particular maybe mindset or something in them in particular that they had to be.
No, he just wants to escape.
Yeah, but you know what I was talking about? This guy could have come in, pinned him down, pour blood into his mouth, just fling him out of the cave.
Yeah, and then that thirst for blood will get him in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He won't be as incredibly noble as Dracula.
No.
And he'll just be like, I'll drink the blood of the first guy I see.
Yeah, he'll do.
And then Charles Vampire Wizard will escape.
Good point. Also, why is he alive at the end?
Yeah, it made no sense at all.
Also, why was that last scene set in daylight?
None of it made any sense. I guess it was overcast. I guess
that's what I figured.
It was kind of overcast.
Look, I didn't hate it. You obviously hated it a lot.
Also, what's that guy been doing for 500 years? Because he's all like, the game begins. What have they all been doing? What have they been doing for 500 years?
I don't know. I don't even think they've been hanging out together.
No,
because it just looks like Charles Vampire Dance was just watching Luke Evans.
Yeah, just hanging
out. And then when that girl turns up, he's like, the game begins. Why does the game begin at that point?
Why hadn't the game begun a long time ago?
Yeah. What is the game?
And why does she look exactly like...
Because she's a reincarnation.
Oh.
That same thing happens in Bram Stoker.
Oh, he does too.
Remember?
You're right.
Winona Ryder.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie.
No.
I think.
Who knows? Never go back.
Yeah. Not enough Dracula-ing. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying not enough Dracula-ing.
Do you want to see how they build this universe?
Yeah,
which they definitely won't build.
No. Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I want to see the creature from the Black Lagoon come back. Also, I want to see sexy mummies. Like, whatever they're going to do with that.
Yes.
Because they can't just do regular mummies at this point.
I've said this before, but I think Arnold Vosloo was sexy enough.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just
draw a line.
Draw a line. Yeah. See it or don't see it, Mason. Worst or best?
Oh, we're keeping it. We're keeping the best or worst
for this. We are.
For this, we are. I'm gonna have to say, look, best movie ever, just for the bat fist. It's a great bat and bat vision. I thought his Dracula vision.
Bat vision was
good.
Quite good, wasn't
quite good,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna say tentatively best on the proviso that if it's on television,
yep,
you could watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
And you will not. I mean, don't think about the guy in the cave.
Yeah.
Don't think about it for a second.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
If you imagine it's a TV series, like, choreography-wise, it's quite good.
Yeah.
Like, be like, oh, that's quite a good sword fight for a... It's really impressive.
For a shitty TV
show. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to our favourite segment of the show.
Ooh.
Is it our favourite segment? I say
that. I don't know what segment we're talking about.
What we reading, man?
Oh, right, okay.
What we gonna read? I'm doing the thing.
I don't have one yet, so maybe think
that's
of
all right.
One.
Well, I'm going to go with this. You know, earlier this week I put up the female Thor video.
Yes.
We had a discussion about it, and I've been holding off on it for a while till the comic came out. And now I made that video because I wanted to also use the new comic in it. I read it.
Yes.
It's pretty great.
Excellent.
It's I don't think... I mean, it's only issue one. We don't know who the new female Thor is. I don't think they're actually going to call her Thor.
Yeah,
I think
that's what a lot of people are mad about.
But it's,
well, I know. What about this? But why not call it? Why call her Thor? Call her something else.
I think she just has the powers of Thor.
Right. Good.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Cool.
And that. And look, it's nothing really too spoiled, other than you know, Thor can't pick up the hammer anymore, and then at the end somebody, you know, can.
Yep.
And it's you know, it's well drawn. It's an intriguing start. I have no problem with it
at all.
And I'm going to read the next few and see how we go.
Yeah, cool.
Or I'll just give up.
Yeah, nice.
Because sometimes I start reading things and I forget.
Yeah, cool.
You know? Because it's month to month. Why don't they release all comic books all at once so I can just read them?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Netflix style.
Netflix style.
But like 10,000 in a row. Just all in one go and you can just pick and choose. Well, I'm going to take that as my what I'm going to read.
Okay, great.
Oh, we're talking about The Flash. We talked about The Flash last week in our Everything The Flash episode.
Yeah.
I recommended Flash 49 and 50 from back in the day, from like the 90s.
Yeah.
The reason I recommended it, and because we're talking about The Flash.
Yeah.
But the reason I recommended those is because The Flash 50 contains the most badass comic book moment ever committed to print. Like, ever.
What does that mean?
It's the best one ever.
Can you tell me?
No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to spoil it.
What number? 49 or 50?
50. 50 has it in there.
All right.
Ever all right. committed to print, ever.
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 All right.
Yeah, it's real good.
All right, well, I want to talk about that next
tweet
week.
Tweet me. If anybody reads it, tweet me when you find it. You'll know it when you see it.
At Wikipedia Brown.
Correct.
Is it the water vapor thing?
No. Yeah. He wins a mineral water drinking competition.
That's very... You colour me intrigued, Mason.
I know, right?
Colour me intrigued.
I don't know if you can even get those anymore. You can probably get them on Comixology.
If they're not, you can get them on Pirate Bay, yeah, I'm totally, sure, or whatever. Yeah. But don't steal. Or no. Do. We don't care. Do what you want.
No.
Okay. This is actually what we're reading from... from 8-Foot Ants Production. They made a generous donation to our Bandcamp, weeklyplanet.bandcamp.com.
Oh, fantastic.
For our Captain America commentary. Love the podcast. Please, can you give a shout-out to anyone going to London Comic Con on the 25th of October? They should go to the cast and crew panel for Welcome to Purgatory, a film coming out next year with Bruce Campbell and Peter Stormare.
Love it.
Thank you.
I love a bit of Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, so good.
And then I've got here, thank you and keep, but I've cut the rest of the email off. I'm assuming
on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
It's keep on trucking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So, that's what we're into this week.
Keep a light on for me, like the song.
Ben.
Probably not, though.
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay. Listener emails and letters and
love
stuff.
It.
This is from Jamie. I thought of a couple. A good topic could be music in films, or more importantly, movie soundtracks. I do want an episode on this, but we'll just touch on this briefly. The good, Transformers 86, correct. The bad, Batman 89. I agree.
I agree.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And the awful.
Prince Ruins. Like, there are a lot of sequences in that film which would have been a lot better with a John Williams score as opposed to Prince.
Yeah.
Electronic noodling all over it.
That would be a great name for an album. Electronic noodling all over it. And the awful, Queen of the Damned. Do you remember when they were filming that in Melbourne? And
yes.
They were like calling all goths.
Oh, yeah.
Come out and be a goth at this.
Yeah, really goth it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you know, you familiar with the Queen of the Damned soundtrack?
No. Is it all industrial?
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I bet it's like crap Nine Inch Nails kind of knockoffs.
Yeah, definitely. It would be that, yeah.
Okay, are there songs that are so much better than their associated film, e.g. Seal, Kiss from a Rose from Batman Forever?
Sure.
Or great films with poxy songs? Have you heard John Carpenter's song for Big Trouble in Little China? The video is so bad, it's awesome. I don't know it.
It goes like, Big Trouble in Little China. Oh. It's that one.
Does it play much through the film?
Just at the end, I think. But boy, it really...
Anyways, keep up the great work, you jerks. All the best, Jamie. P.S. Can I be the official painter and decorator of the podcast?
Yes.
I'm sure every geek-based podcast could do with one. That's true. Mm. Yeah. Can anyone logo design? If you can logo design, let me know, because I need a new logo.
Okay. I'll give you a little bit of a preview of the Queen of the Dam soundtrack. Okay. It does contain some Papa Roach.
Great.
Not Last Resort, but a different song.
They have another song?
There's a song by the band Godhead called Penetrate, so that's... pretty good. The classic Down With A Sickness by Disturbed is on there.
It's an okay
song,
isn't
it? But not the sweet, sweet Richard Cheese cover. The lounge cover. So that's disappointing for everyone.
Boo!
Yeah.
Is Is Interview With A Vampire a good movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Don't they have sweet ponytails in it though?
They've got sweet ponytails and even sweeter blouses. Bad to guess.
All right. Well, I've made a few notes here of songs that I find notable.
Yes.
Whether or not they're good or bad is... Well, they're bad.
Okay, great. Yep.
One that always sticks out to me, and the Marvel movies and superhero movies used to do this in the early 2000s. It's a song that relates directly to the hero of that movie.
Yep.
Hero, Chad Kroeger, Spider-Man.
Definitely sure, yep.
Is amazing. Mm-hmm. Also, the sequel to Spider-Man 2, the Dashboard Confessional song, which isn't actually a bad song, but it's all about hope spinning on a string and slow spinning redemption.
Oh,
and
yep, sure.
Swinging
yeah.
into the city and being a hero and right. whatever. Uh-huh. It's pretty great. And I can't remember what the name of the song is from Daredevil. I think it's The Calling who did it. They do that song, Wherever You Will Go. You know that song? That's not the song. But the song is called like, it might be called Blind Justice.
Right, okay,
and it's like, in this blind justice.
Yeah,
like this,
great, yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Also, the Daredevil has a woeful soundtrack. It's really bad. There's also Evanescence's Bring Me To Life is in there, I think
there's another Evanescence song in there.
I think it's when Elektra's training to, to take on Daredevil. We have to Bring Me To Life.
She's stabbing sandbags.
She's stabbing sandbags, yeah. The natural enemy of the Greek assassin. Sandbags.
A good example, though. I don't know if this song is better, but Black Sabbath, the Iron Man.
Yeah, okay.
Is amazing. But then again, that song is better than Iron Man 2, and that plays at the end of Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
So that's an example of a song being better than the movie.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Also, that the score to Iron Man is not great.
Really?
There's a lot of guitar in it.
That's the only one I know.
Okay, well, there's a lot of guitar
in it. Isn't there some AC/DC in it and stuff?
Yeah, but I mean the score, like the...
Oh, you're talking... sorry.
It's
my mistake.
It's a little bit...
Brennan now!
Yeah, there's a lot of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, we've mentioned that. That's it. Yeah, that is a sweet soundtrack.
That is amazing. Is it better than the movie?
No.
That really makes that movie, though, that soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Do you agree or do you disagree?
Not
that it's a bad... It's good on its own, but that brings it up a level.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Which very rarely a soundtrack will do a movie. Unless it's the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack with Limp Bizkit's cover. Take a look around Impossible theme. Mm-hmm. Remember when they were a band?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
They're still around?
They toured here last year, I think.
Did they?
Or maybe even this year.
Why didn't you tell me?
Sorry, we could have got tickets.
What an asshole that Fred Durst is, probably. Yeah. He's probably fine. Can't think of any others off the top of my head.
That'll do it. We'll do an episode on it, though.
Absolutely.
We'll do a whole episode.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to achieve your dream of editing in heaps and heaps of song clips.
I don't even know if we're legally allowed to do that. Are we?
If it's for review purposes, I think we can put in like 20 seconds of something.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Great.
I'm not really a music guy either. I used to be, but you kind of have to give things up as you get older.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
You gave up music.
Not entirely, but my music knowledge is kind of stuck. And because of all, I don't listen to the radio as much.
Uh-huh.
I listen to podcasts.
Yep.
So I don't listen to that much music. Okay. But anyway, whatevs. Sorry, everyone.
That's okay.
This is from Michael N. Shut up, Mason. That's from me.
Oh, fantastic.
But this is from Michael N.
Preemptively, shut up. Okay, good.
I found this podcast through a friend and became... Of this pod... Sorry. There's some grammatical errors in this, but that's okay because I'm the worst.
You're a professional. Gloss over it. It's fine.
Because this podcast, I'm really getting into comics. And I was wondering if you guys could talk about your first comic book you remember reading and how you got into them. What do you got?
I think the first comic I got... I think I got like a pack like a plastic pack of like two or three comic books, and one was an early Spider-Man. This was like a local convenience store, I think, or something like that. And it was like one was it was a Spider-Man, and it was the origin of the Hobgoblin.
Okay.
So there was the appearance of the Hobgoblin, and he was like suiting up, and he was putting all the costume on, and he was like demonstrating his like zappy gloves and his pumpkin bombs and whatever, and it was pretty sweet. And it was a mystery as to who that guy was. And
it
was
who was it?
Oh, it was all kinds of people. It was Roderick Kingsley. You know,
not the Roderick.
Yeah, the Roderick.
He's the last person I would suspect.
I know, right? Exactly. Well, it was a mystery as to who that guy was. But that came. And also, I read an issue. I can't remember what it was. It was a Superman, but I can't remember if it was like Adventures of Superman or whatever. It was an anniversary issue. It was like issue 600 or something like that. Yeah. And it was like supersized.
Is this in the '80s? These ones?
Yeah, this was in the '80s.
Cool. Yeah,
it was supersized, and it had like it was a series of stories set further and further into the future about Superman, but he wasn't really in it. So it was like, you know, there was like a post-apocalyptic, well, like a dystopian future where like the government has crushed, you know, everything. And,
that
you know,
bloody
and the,
government.
And the, you know, and all the populace being crushed down. And this homeless guy finds like Superman's costume, you know, in a vault somewhere, and he wears it, and he's, you know, it makes him indestructible, and he sort of starts a movement for a while, but then he's killed by the dystopian government or whatever, and then and then he's like set further and further into the future, you know, and then it was pretty wild like a 6 year old,
sure.
Or however old I was, I don't know.
Great,
but Superman wasn't really in it. So
yeah,
much,
yeah,
but yeah.
Great,
pretty wild.
That sounds
what
really
about
good.
You?
He wouldn't let a dystopian future happen, would he?
Oh well, clearly he did.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Well, for me, look, I've always been more of a movies guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, I, you know, I obviously read comics, but I'm not. I don't have some kind of weird encyclopedic knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Not that I even have.
What
a
do you
weird...
mean weird?
No, I don't mean you in particular, but like there are people who listen who know a lot more about. Most people who listen would know a lot more about.
Why are you saying they're weird?
All I'm saying is I shouldn't have this platform to talk about it. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
But like my first exposure to comics, I remember seeing one on like the back of like a Superman comic on the back of a cornflakes box.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd be able to cut it out or whatever. Uh-huh. And I used to read a lot of Asterix as well when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used to love that. But my first like proper superhero comic, I remember going away with a friend when I was, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
He had a bunch of Spider-Man comics.
Right.
And this must have been in the Jim Lee era, though I can't confirm this. And there was this amazing, like, splash page picture of Doppelganger.
Oh, yeah.
Who's like the, you know, for those who don't know, is like the Spider-Man clone from another dimension
or
something.
Uh-huh.
And he's got, like, the Spider-Man costume, except he's got 8 arms and he's like this monster.
Right.
And I remember just being like, holy shit, like, that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming that's before, like, the Jim Lee kind of went to image kind of era. And that's what really kind of triggered things in my brain.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
What do you got?
I'm just trying to find the issue. Like, if I could find the exact... Because there were so many Superman comic books back in the day.
Yeah. At least 3.
Yeah, at least 3.
Mm.
It's all right. We'll
Superman 600, you said, or something?
Yeah, it can't be Superman 600, though.
Email Mason or something.
Please
if
do.
If you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone will know it. All right, all right. Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you for listening and writing in.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank glad you found the show and you like it, we think.
Uh-huh.
This is from Cooper. Hey, guys. I'm the podcast official Ratcatcher.
Oh, yeah?
Because everyone remembers him, right?
I remember Ratcatcher.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah. What's he about?
He was a rat catcher. He was killed in, like, Infinite Crisis.
Okay.
Like, he's one of those disposable characters. But you can be a rat catcher if you want.
Are you saying that Cooper is disposable?
No.
Okay, good.
He's indispensable.
I want to ask you guys what you think about the rumors of the new Avengers roster. I was going to put this in news, but I thought I'd save it till the end.
Uh-huh.
Also rumored where part one and part two of the Avengers... so there's going to be a part one and part two of the Avengers 3. So basically, part one of the Avengers 3 would be like the lesser-known Avengers characters, uh-huh. like, you know, your Buckies and your...
War Machine.
Your Doctor Strange and your War Machines and uh-huh. whatever, and your Phase 2... Phase 3 characters, and then they're going to do, like, they're saving all the big guns for the finale against Thanos and join them up with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Interesting.
Just a rumor.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I'm on board with that.
Okay, cool.
As long as they're released within the same, roughly the same time frame.
Okay, sure.
Like, if it's within a couple of months of each other.
Like the way they did Matrix 2 and 3?
How far apart was that?
That was the same year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm sort of on board with that. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Mm. So that's it.
Yeah, good.
we're just...
I'm on board!
On board. All right, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Dylan Burgess.
Yes.
You love incongruous DVD packs, don't
Boy,
you?
Boy, do I.
This might be the best one.
Really?
I only say that because I don't remember a lot of them. But no, it is really good. Okay, he's written it, tweeted at us, the real Bourne trilogy. So if you have a look here, we've got the Bourne...
Oh, I did see this.
The Bourne Identity, the Bourne Supremacy, Paycheck.
Great. So good. Yep. Great. That's what you want. You want two semi-realistic sort of Secret Service action films, and then you want a weird time-travel-y film with Affleck in it.
That wasn't time travel. It was mind warp. Mind wiping.
Wasn't there time travel?
No, because he'd go and get his paycheck because he'd reverse engineer things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'd take out his brain memories.
Yes.
And then he'd have no memory of reverse engineering that, so he wouldn't have the technology in his brain.
Correct.
To know he did that. And doves. And bike chasers. And Uma Thurman. And crap. What a crap
so
film.
So good.
So yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty much the show for this week. Did you find that Superman? I see you frantically.
I'll tweet it later. I won't. I can't. I'll tell you next week.
Frantically typing away. Nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Well, I'm disappointed.
That's great.
Anything else to mention?
Might have been 700.
Hmm.
A lot of issues, man.
Pre-crisis?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Fantastic. Now, I mentioned this to you, Mason, and I think I mentioned on Twitter. My monetization on my YouTube channel has been taken away.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Which is really good news. So that's going to be 6 months.
Wow.
Which is great. Uh-huh. Not really, because I'm kind of relying on this as a form of income now, in a way. But that's okay. Look, I just wanted to float the idea with people, and I feel like a real son of a bitch. I'm thinking about maybe doing a Patreon.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not against them. But I just didn't want to be the guy who would do a Patreon.
Right, and that's essentially, if you like the show, for example, you could say, put a dollar a month in a kitty kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like a regular payment kind
of
thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Like a regular donation.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm not doing it. I'm not guaranteeing it, but I just want to float that idea. If you're against it,
yes,
please let me know. If you're for it, let me know. If you don't care, just, don't say anything.
Sure, yeah. If you're ambivalent, live with that ambivalence.
Yeah, look.
It's fine.
I hate I don't like hitting up people for money. Like, in real life
street,
I do.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm okay
with
it. I understand if you're completely against it. I don't even care if nobody gives anything because we'll still do this, won't we, Mason?
Yes, we will.
Regardless.
Yep.
But yeah.
Gypsy curse.
Gypsy
curse. We can't
curse.
Not do it. Otherwise, we'll waste away to nothingness.
That's it. Big thank you to the people who are doing the theme songs for this week, the Brood and the Basilisk. And they
Fantastic.
Do it every week.
Yep.
They can find us, can't they, Mason? People.
Absolutely. They can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Gmail.
Correct.
Follow all those ones.
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, next week,
yes.
We were thinking we're going to do that versus episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Where if people want to post in... Oh, by the way, I'm on the Reddit.
Oh, good.
I did it. There's
Fantastic.
A guy who signed up as Mr. Sunday Movie, who's not me.
All right.
But there's another guy. Uh-huh. I'm Mr. Sunday Movie. So thank you, that guy, for not stealing my name.
Uh-huh. He's only interested in the one movie.
He's only interested in the one. The other thing I was going to mention with the Patreon, I figured if... People do want to sign up. I thought maybe all my old videos, which I haven't uploaded again, and I probably won't. I'll just put them all on a private channel, and anybody who donates any amount of money can just
get access to those.
If they want, I mean, why would anybody want to see that? But I feel like you got to give
for
something.
The fantastic audio.
Sure. For me recording them up, my early videos recording on my phone. Yeah,
those ones.
Absolutely. But next week, Mason. Yeah, versus. Want to do like. Heroes versus...
Yeah, totally.
Somebody also suggested we do a villains versus one, and we will do that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So, pit any hero, and it can even be a movie hero. If you want to do an Indiana Jones, James Bond, whatever...
Totally, yeah. We'll
do whatever.
We'll hash that out.
We'll bloody hash that out. Like, you can put it on the Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone could start a thing.
Oh, yeah.
A jig. You could tweet us at Weekly Planet Pod, or Facebook us, Weekly Planet Pod, or
we just
Gmail.
Did we?
Seconds ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also at Wikipedia Brown. Get to me or Mr. Sunday Movies
on Twitter. Absolutely. So yeah, I think that'll be really cool. So we'll try and burn through as many as we can.
Fantastic.
And some will probably double up, and we obviously won't get to all of them. But I think that would be a fun thing to do, unless there's a movie out next week that I've completely forgotten about.
Then we'll just force ourselves to watch that
yeah.
and pay out on it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put the Queen of the Damned soundtrack in the end? No, I'm not doing that.
Don't do that. Absolutely not. It'll be on YouTube. Just
check it out.
There, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your week together.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Grab the gem.
Grab that gem.
Grab
that's
it.
That's what we say.
Yeah.
All right. See you, guys. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.